Listen to this news. Europe doubles NATO arms imports, US leads supply surge. NATO countries in Europe more than doubled their arms imports over the past 5 years, with over 60% of these acquisitions coming from the United States, according to a report released on Monday by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI. The report's findings coincide with European Union states' recent commitment to strengthening the continent's defense capabilities amid a shift in U.S. foreign policy under President Donald Trump. Surge in European arms imports. Between 2020 and 2024, European NATO members increased their arms imports by 105% compared to the previous five-year period. This sharp rise reflects the rearmament taking place among states in Europe in response to the threat from Russia, said Matthew George, head of the SIPRI Arms Transfers Program. The United States supplied 64% of these weapons, up from 52% in the 2015 to 2019 period, solidifying its role as Europe's primary arms provider. While European nations have taken steps to strengthen their domestic arms industry and reduce reliance on imports, the transatlantic arms supply relationship remains deeply embedded. European NATO states have almost 500 combat aircraft and many other weapons still on order from the US, said Peter Wiesman, a senior researcher at SIPRI. Countries such as Italy and the United Kingdom have procured US-made F-35 fighter jets and Patriot missile defense systems, which are difficult to replace with alternative suppliers in the short term. Belgium, the Netherlands, and Denmark are even more dependent on U.S. weaponry, Wiesman noted, adding that shifting away from this reliance would require an enormous financial and political investment. Arms procurement is a long-term process, often extending beyond a single U.S. presidential term, he explained. Europe becomes the largest market for U.S. arms. This surge in imports has made Europe the top destination for U.S. arms exports for the first time in 20 years. European nations accounted for 35% of U.S. arms exports in 2020 to 2024, surpassing the Middle East, which accounted for 33%. Despite Europe's growing share, Saudi Arabia remained the largest individual importer of U.S. arms globally. The United States consolidated its position as the world's leading arms exporter, responsible for 43% of global arms exports, more than four times the volume of France, the second-largest exporter at 9.6%. France's expanding arms exports. France tripled its arms exports to Europe compared to 2015 to 2019, largely driven by the sale of Rafale fighter jets to Greece and Croatia and military supplies to Ukraine. However, India remained the largest market for French arms, accounting for 28% of France's total exports, almost twice as much as all European countries combined. Russia's declining arms trade. Russia, the world's third-largest arms exporter, saw a sharp 64% decline in exports between 2020 and 2024. This drop is attributed to the country's prioritizing its own military needs, facing international sanctions, and dealing with pressure from the US and its allies discouraging arms purchases from Russia. India, Russia's largest arms buyer, accounted for 38% of its exports during this period but has increasingly turned to alternative suppliers. China, which received 17% of Russian arms exports, has also strengthened its domestic defense production, further reducing its dependence on Russian weaponry. U.S. increases military support to Israel. SIPRI data shows that arms imports by Israel remained stable from 2015 to 2019 to 2020 to 2024. However, the U.S., already the largest provider of military aid to Israel, 66% in 2020 to 2024, has increased the supply of major weapons, including guided bombs, since late 2023. This escalation has coincided with intensified Israeli military operations in Gaza, Iran, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen. The SIPRI report underscores a significant shift in global arms dynamics, with Europe becoming increasingly reliant on U.S. military supplies while traditional exporters like Russia experience a steep decline in sales. Policy and law. Canadian premier imposes 25% tariff on electricity exports to the U.S.